Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I was really excited for you to be here because there's been a recent development in real property value and taxes and all that, and some people have been getting some notices, and there's just been a lot of question marks about it. So, Lisa Perry, Jasper County Assessor here on News Talk KZRG, could you just sort of walk us through why are people getting these notices? What are these notices? What's going on?
So, in Missouri, every odd year is a reassessment year. And the duties of the assessor is to keep our values within fair market value. And there's a threshold of 90 to 110 where we should be within the fair market or the market price of the property. And as a result of that, back when COVID hit, before COVID hit, actually, I was sitting at probably about 89%, which was good. And at that point, the state kind of leaves you alone because you're close. We can see the light.
Right.
And COVID hit, and who would have thought that the market was going to do what it did? And assessors across Missouri, like myself, made the decision that we were not going to chase that because we figured everything would turn around.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it didn't. And there was a small increase in 2021 because those studies had began in 2019. So you kind of, it's a 2-year process. So we're going to start studying now for 2025. So, you know, you couldn't really expect it in 2021. Then you're faced at 2023 and you're asking yourself, okay, it's not turned around.
Right. And sorry to clarify, when you say turned around, you mean the property value returning back to
correct.
What it was.
Property values coming back down and not selling above asking price.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2023, of course, you start this study in 2021 and 2022 for 2023. And you kind of ask yourself again, what do we do? So we made an increase, a little bigger increase in 2023 because the state is saying, you know, it's going up, and unfortunately, it just catches you. It was like a snowball effect, and here we said, and when they came in, the state told me I was at 69% at that point, which I knew I was. I knew I was undervalued, and I mean, even raising it, you know, the 15%, I'm still undervalued, but luckily, the state recommended the 15% because had I done what I was supposed to do, it would have been 30. And I definitely did not want to do that, nor would any other assessor want to put that kind of an impact on, you know, homeowners such as myself. But so that's where we're at.
Yeah. It's Lisa Perry, Jasper County Assessor here on News Talk KZRG. We're talking about the real property value and the tax increase. And that's something I kind of wanted to have you on to kind of explain is it's not like you, Lisa Perry, decided, we're just going to raise taxes here. It's a requirement from the state government that these counties individually must abide by. Is that right?
That is correct. It's by the state of Missouri, not the misconception of the state tax commission. The state tax commission oversees what we do as assessors, but I took an oath under the law of Missouri to uphold the values.
Right. Now, Lisa Perry here on News Talk KZRG, Jasper County Assessor. The state, the ones that are actually making this call, who are these individuals? Are they elected? Are they not elected? Is it a board? What's going on there?
The State Tax Commission, they are not elected. They are appointed.
And who makes those appointments?
Somebody higher than myself.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka. That is it. That's it.
Okay. So, and that's something that, basically, that commission is your boss.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, Lisa Perry, I've been seeing this number and one that you said a little bit earlier. You said 85 to 110% assessed value. Is that the
90 to 110.
Excuse me, 90 to 110.
90 to 110.
So, does that imply if I have a property that's valued at, let's say, $100? That I could be taxed at $110, that my value is I'm being taxed at a value that's higher than what my property
possibly yes it could be. That's their threshold, is that we're within that 10% of fair market value, and that's 10% above or 10% below.
Now, is that for the whole county, the average that you're taxing, or is that me as an individual, I might get taxed at a higher rate than my property is actually valued at?
That's the entire county.
Okay.
It's a mass appraisal system.
Okay. And can you walk us through that? How
sure.
does that work?
Absolutely. So we have a valuing software system that's known as Tyler. So
Way to humanize it a little bit there.
Okay. Okay. So our field deputies, they go out every year. Every year our field deputies are out driving the entire county. So when a home is being constructed brand new, we try to be there right when they're constructing it so we can get the information that we need from the exterior. We never go inside a house. So the field deputies go out, they measure the house, they bring all the detailed information, the square footage, the number of bathrooms, any extra plumbing fixtures, central heating and air, the foundation, things of that nature. They bring that information back in, and then a data entry girl takes that information and enters it into our computer software. Within the software, there is a valuing system in there called Marshall and Swift. And you can take that and break it all the way down to Joplin, Missouri, to get a square foot cost for a deck, the average grade home, central heating, anything you would do on a property. And then those values we take and study, and those are entered into the system. There are some adjustments. I can tell you, we are not at those values. But, I mean, we're close. I mean, we try to get there. But that is what drives the value of the property. And then, excuse me, age and condition of the home. So that is where the value of the property comes from.
And that's all in that formula that you work on in your office.
Correct. And that is a mass system. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's Lisa Perry, Jasper County Assessor, here on News Talk KZRG. Now, this idea of property, and we had some questions that people wrote in about this. A lot of the times when people think property, they're also not just thinking real estate. So my question for you here, Lisa Perry, is who does this impact, this race? Is it homeowners? Is it people that own commercial property? Is it people that own boats and cars? Is it all of the above, some of the above?
This particular one that we're talking about now would be just real estate. So it would be commercial, residential, or agricultural properties, because agricultural would be the buildings and such, outbuildings as we call them, or OBYs. They as well got a little increase in value as well. Commercial properties did not on buildings, but as far as their outbuildings, like paving and asphalt and that kind of thing, that is part of another system that, yes, they did get a bump.
Okay. And so now the tax needs to increase because of their property value bump.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah.
It's Lisa Perry, Jasper County Assessor, here on News Talk KZRG. Another question we had to circle back a little bit. We were talking about earlier the 90 to 110% rate that it needs to be at. Now, is that statewide or is that per county? Like, we're just being assessed on Jasper County property values, right? It's not being lumped in with KC or St. Louis?
That's correct. The 90 to 110 is statewide, but our values is here. It's what the market is for the area where we're at.
Just this county?
Yes, that is correct.
Excellent. Now, Lisa Perry, another question I had for you, and, you know, I don't really know if you'd have the answer to this, but let's say, you know, citizens are not super happy about this. Who should they contact? I mean, is there a way they can make their voices heard without just blowing up your inbox? Because, again, you're not the one necessarily doing this. Where would people go?
As far as a tax bill, my office has nothing to do with the tax bill itself. Mm-hmm. My office is value of the home. If you feel your home is overvalued, then by all means, you need to come to us.
Okay.
Because maybe there possibly is an error. We do not go in a home, you know, so maybe we have something wrong. I mean, we are human, so we do make errors. And, you know, we can correct those, but they have to come to us within a certain time frame so we can take care of that. As far as the tax bill itself, you know, that's your taxing entities and but I have nothing to do with a tax bill. If they wish to voice their complaint about the increase, then I guess reach out to the state tax commission, your local legislators, but my job is to be within market value.
Just assess.
That is it. That is my job, is to assess the real estate.
Right. Now, if people do have concern that their property is being over or undervalued, they want to get in contact with your office, what are those contact points?
So if you receive the impact notice, there's two phone numbers on there that they can call in on, or they can actually come into the office and we can do it in person. The last round of impact notices will go out tomorrow. They will drop in the mail tomorrow, and that is the Joplin area and kind of down along I-44 to Sercoxie. So I had to send them in two rounds this year. So because I had to get the work done, and we weren't quite done reviewing, but we needed to start, so we allowed time for people to call in to speak about their value. So we divided them in two. So the Joplin area will drop as of tomorrow. And then they can, like I said, call the office at the numbers listed there or come in. And that deadline is June 23rd. If they miss that, then they can still appeal to the Board of Equalization. And that deadline is July 11th.
It's Lisa Perry, Jasper County Assessor here on News Talk KZRG. Lisa, is there anything else you think people should know when it comes to this real property value increase and the taxes that are implied with it?
I mean, I would just encourage someone to look at, hop on, your realtor websites and look at what houses are selling for or what they're listed on the market for. Now, I realize you can list a property for anything, but try to find comparables to your home and ask yourself, is my home actually worth that? And it's hard. I understand people that have lived in their home for 20, 30 years, don't understand. I mean, I remember what I paid for mine 26 years ago and what mine is at now. And mine is still below what it was. But I want everybody to know the state appraises my home. I do not do that myself. The state comes in to appraise my home. Or assess, not appraise. They assess
my home.
Yes.
So there's no Lisa Perry's home is assessed at $1.
Absolutely not.
Excellent. Lisa Perry, Jasper County Assessor, thank you very, very much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
We'll talk to you again soon. KZRG News Time, 8:22. Coming up next, a look at technology with Kim Commando on News Talk KZRG.